Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Have you ever had a desire to reach the world with a gospel, but we're not really sure how to do that? I mean, you may not be called into the fivefold ministry, but you still want to help reach the unchurched with the word, right? Well, how can you do that? Well, my guest today is going to share some things that will open your eyes to the how in order to fulfill your why. Amen? Kent Pate is the founder, along with his wife Priscilla, of Kent and Pate Ministries. Kent holds a degree in electrical instrumentation and actually worked for Bendix Field Engineering Company located at the Johnson Space Flight Center in Clear Lake, Texas. He worked as a simulation engineer and trainer for many of America's astronauts as they trained for space flight. How cool is that? Now, full disclosure, I'm an avid space nerd, okay? I've been so since early childhood when I watched Alan Shepard become the first American launched into space. Anyway, in 1994, the Lord led both Kent and Priscilla to leave corporate America behind and pursue formal Bible education. They attended the Jerry Savelle Ministries International Bible Institute and School of World Evangelism near Fort Worth, Texas, or JSMI, as it's affectionately referred to by alumni today. While at JSMI, in his first year as a student, his zeal and passion for souls got the attention of the dean and others. Soon, he was asked to head up the evangelism and outreach department for the Bible school. Through his efforts, numerous outreaches and events were established, which led directly to thousands of documented salvations through these events. And that's where I first met Kent. Our class put together, or was part of putting together, an outreach in a inner city park in Fort Worth, and I was our class lead and got to work directly with Kent in organizing that outreach. It was an awesome event, and because of that, Kent and I became good friends as well. Now, in 1999, Kent and Priscilla founded their ministry. They have a heart for those less fortunate and pioneered a work in one of the most desolate places within the Navajo Indian Nation. They've preached the gospel all over the world in places like Africa, Europe, Ukraine, Hungary, and others. They founded and pastored a church from 1993 until 2012 when they pursued the evangelistic ministry on a deeper basis. He and Priscilla are both John Maxwell certified speakers and coaches and use this skill and knowledge to help businesses, churches, ministries, and individuals to grow in their areas of expertise as well. Help me welcome to the program my good friend, Kent Pate. Kent, praise God for you, brother. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Praise God, Bob. It's so good to be here with you, man. I thank you so much for this opportunity to spend time with you and also with those that are listening. What a great day. Man, this is a wonderful day.
Oh, amen. Now, Kent, the first question I ask every guest is this. Other than that short bio I just read, tell us in your own words, who is Kent Pate?
You know, that's a great question. I think that other people would do a better job than I by saying who is Kent Pate. You know, if you go back to my high school days, those folks would say one thing. But, you know, once I came to the saving grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my life changed and it was transformed. And as a result of John Osteen, Joel Osteen's dad, laying hands on me and praying for me one day while I was at work, I came home a transformed man. Amen. You know, my wife looked at me from about 20 feet away, and she says, "What happened to you today?" And amen. I said, "Why would you ask such a question?" And she says, "You're not the same man that left." I said, "How would you know that?" She said, "You don't look the same. You're like glowing." And I said, "Well, the little bitty man in the great big church prayed for me today." She said, "Oh, I thought you went to work." I said, "I did." But, you know, God has divine appointments for us, and that transformed who Kent Pate was that day. And I began to get in a quest for seeking God and getting into the Word of God. And not long after that, I ended up meeting you, Bob, at Jerry Savelle School of World Evangelism, and we were reaching souls on the streets of Fort Worth, Texas,
right,
through all types of outreach.
Yep.
So I know that Jerry Savelle has said this about Kent Pate. He's a man that's consumed with a passion for God and a passion for souls.
Amen.
You know, I know others have said this that have watched me while I just have been walking in the anointing that God has put on me and reaching out to people and fulfilling that theme that we learned many years ago, Bob, which was having a passion for God and a passion for souls. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen. Yep.
And so I've just kept that fire burning on the inside. But I want to say this to you, Bob. Today is a new day for me, and I just thank you for having me on the program, because Kent Pate has been walking through 7 years of silence. Mm. You know, sometimes in our life, we're on the mountaintop, and sometimes we're in the valley. Mm-hmm. And in 2011, things changed for me, and Priscilla and I relocated from Grapevine, Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, mm-hmm. to Midway, Texas, near Madisonville is where we are.
Oh, okay.
And so as a result of that, things changed. I began to get involved with people doing disaster relief work and helping people that had been through a hurricane or a tornado, and just helping people that had been devastated,
yeah.
and seeing people come from devastation to restoration.
Amen.
But here recently, God moved in January for us to begin to start reaching out to the nations again. And we ended up in Belize. And man, when we ended up in Belize, I tell you, I felt a fresh anointing in January, and God has lined us up with some great things.
Amen. As we get ready to talk about that, I just want to emphasize that what Kent is about to share with you is going to transform the way you look at ministry if you're not in the fivefold ministry. Even if you are in a fivefold ministry, this is going to transform the way you look at it. It is awesome. Because when he and I were talking, Kent, I was just blown away by the program you're going to tell us about. So much so that my ministry is going to become involved here shortly. And it really is an answer to prayer, as I've told you, that we've been asking the Lord about for several months. Now, and when you shared with us me about a week or so ago when we talked, I knew I had to get you on the podcast, and here we are talking about it. Now, you're ready to impact the nation of Belize in a way that has really never happened before. Can you explain what you're planning and how it came to pass?
Absolutely, Bob. Basically, my wife and I, with that passion for God and the passion for souls, knew of a man, Johnny, that was a JSMI graduate that worked very closely, Bob, with us there at JSMI in the outreach department. And we reached many souls together. And I'd heard that he was in a motorcycle accident and had had a heart attack at the same time. Mm. And one thing that I wanted to do is go check on him. And I knew he'd been down in Belize for 2 years. When I got down there, I obviously didn't recognize him because I hadn't seen him in a few years and he'd been through a tough moment. But I want to tell you something. The man has a lot of bounce back. And I think that when we come together as Christians, there is an enthusiasm that takes place where we spark and ignite each other. And Johnny began to get sparked, and we sparked each other, and we got ignited. We led over 200 people to Christ. We went into the schools while we were there in January and led junior high school students to the Lord. We also did evangelism on the streets, as we always did there at JSMI.
Mm-hmm.
And we also went into the mayor's offices to bring in leadership training. So what we did is we blended evangelism, discipleship, and leadership all together. And as a result of being with the John Maxwell team as a certified speaker, trainer, coach, that has opened up opportunities for me to use syllabi that I can take into a government facility, I can take into a school facility. Priscilla and I go in as well to businesses, corporate America, and we take in leadership training. And we do this through many different tools that we have. We've got a great leadership game that's a lot of fun, that we do an assessment. And then from that, we begin to do mastermind sessions. And from that, people begin to learn and grow and develop from the area of personal development. They grow in team synergy and connecting with their team inside of a corporate setting. But I want to share something with you that took place in Belize as we were there.
Okay.
One of the reasons we went there is to connect with Johnny, but to also try to reach women that had gotten involved in sex trafficking, really not a decision of their own, just because of circumstances. You know,
mm-hmm.
Bob, you know this, yeah. I know this. Many times people fall into traps because of circumstances,
yeah.
not because of their decision. And I think it's our job is to reach out like the Good Samaritan did and try to pick people up who get
Amen.
Stuck or fall in the ditch, and to value people and add value to them. So Priscilla and I went there to add value. We purchased sewing machines, and we literally pulled women out of a lifestyle that they didn't even desire for themselves. And we put them in homes. We went into four villages, and in those four villages, we started sewing classes. And the vision is there, and we had partners that connected with us to help us purchase those sewing machines, material, the tools. And there is a three-month program that's there now going on that teaches women entrepreneurship. It teaches them leadership. As a matter of fact, Priscilla's doing some videos today as we're speaking and sending those videos to those women as they're going to sewing class. She's teaching them on personal development. She's teaching them on leadership skills and entrepreneurship skills. So as these women go through 3 months of training, they learn how to sew. They start a business. They get with a local mayor. They start their own business, and they begin to get on their feet, and they begin to learn about leadership. Now, through this process, we met mayors. We met school principals. We also were on television there. We met a man that owned a radio station. And through this, we found out there's a lot of evangelism in Belize, but there's not a lot of discipleship or leadership. So they're starving for leadership. Yeah. So we were asked, can you bring back leadership training? One man told me, he said, I pastor pastors. We have over 200 pastors here that are begging for leadership. I said, well, that's exactly what we do. Sure, we can connect. Yeah, I got home from the trip. I had an email from someone I'd never met from Equip, Sharon and Equip. And I looked at the email, and I called Sharon, and I said, Sharon, I got your email, just got back from Belize. I just wanted to find out, what is Equip? I don't even know what Equip is. And she said, Ken, I want you to tell me about your testimony. I want you to tell me about what you're doing right now, what's going on in Belize. And I began to tell her, and she said, I'm going to send you some information. I want you to review it and look at it and tell me if you're interested. Bob, when I got the information, I realized it had to be God. Amen. It had to be God, because it was a perfect fit for what we saw when we were there for a week at Belize, and we led 200 people to Christ. I thought, we really need to take them to the next level in discipleship. Amen. We need to take them up in leadership, you know. And so in my hands, I now have Salt and Light by Equip, and then also Beyond Success. So Priscilla and I...
Let me interrupt for the... Explain what Salt and Light and Beyond Success is, because...
Okay.
That's two books, right?
Right. So when I got back and I spoke with Sharon, and I got the Salt and Light and Beyond Success. These are two different books.
Yeah.
Now, our first vision with Equip is to raise up roundtable facilitators. That's RTF. A roundtable facilitator is somebody who says, you know, I desire to be a leader. I desire to help others come to know Christ. And they commit to a two-day workshop. They go through training, and they become a certified roundtable facilitator through Equip, a John Maxwell company. Now, once they're certified, they start their process of teaching others, 6 to 8 people, in a roundtable facilitation, a book called Beyond Success. And it deals with attitude. It deals with relationships. It works perfect for people who don't know Christ. And so really what you want to see at your table when you're teaching Beyond Success, you're talking about attitude, personal growth, integrity, priorities, work ethics, things of that nature. So you can see that any business leader could use this in his business. It doesn't matter if you're a banker, a butcher, a candlestick maker. It doesn't really matter what you are. It's just a tool that God can use to help people in their life every day. And as you're helping them for 12 weeks, meeting weekly, meet once a week for 1 hour, you go through this process. And at the end of 12 weeks, you share the greatest relationship of all, a relationship with Christ. And at that moment, the people at your round table that don't know Christ will come to know Christ very simply through a video. So there's two workbooks, Salt and Light, for the round table facilitator. And then for those that the round table facilitator is training, there's a book called Beyond Success. Okay. All right. And then there's videos for every class.
Let me ask you this. Is Equip, I know the answer, but I'm asking this for the sake of our listeners. is EQIP a Bible study that you take into workplaces, or is this the leadership program but based upon biblical principles, I guess you could say?
EQIP is a faith-based organization. Mm-hmm. When you take Salt and Light in, it is faith-based and it has scriptures. The foundation is faith, and the foundation is scripturally based.
There you go.
And so now when you take this into a workplace from the perspective of beyond success, you're actually going into the workplace where you're talking about attitude, and you're teaching on personal development, you're teaching on communication, and it's not as loaded with scriptures mm-hmm. as the Salt and Light is.
Right.
So the person that is the roundtable facilitator is going to be a Christ follower.
Right.
But the people that he's teaching are not necessarily a Christ follower. As a matter of fact, you want a blend of some that have received Christ, some that have not received Christ in mm-hmm. your group.
Okay. And the concept, if I'm correct, is to expose those who are unchurched to the business principles they're looking at developing, but at the same time, they're being associating and becoming more aware of the biblical precepts of, you know, good business practices relates to really being a good Christian. But it's not so much as, you know, here, read this tract because Jesus loves you. It's not that type of evangelism, and it's not something that is set up, you know, like, hey, we're going to have a Bible study over my house for the next 12 weeks. It's not like that either. This is something that can be used to reach the unchurched in the business community that can go ahead and as you said, the videos at the end will all have that scriptural basis to it as well, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, with the Salt and Light, it's done in such a palatable way, in a value-added way, that when the roundtable facilitator is meeting with their group weekly, they basically are not teaching, they're not preaching, they're facilitating.
Right.
So each
there is a difference.
At that table will have the opportunity to share, and every person at the table is given certain time slots to share and how mm-hmm. the information changed them that week.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, man, this is a great tool to take to people. It's really to shake up the salt shaker and turn on the light.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, how are you planning to expand this aspect of your ministry?
Well, one of the ways that we've done that is I've become an associate trainer with EQIP. So not only am I taking this to the nations, and I'm going to the nations to teach people in the nations from seven streams of influence, because our goal with EQIP is to bring transformational leadership and transformation to a nation. So in the city of Belize, we will go in and we will literally share with them for 2 days, and we will teach 200 roundtable facilitators, people that are from the government, people from the school system, people from the media, people from that are family members and also business leaders. We're looking to transform the nation. In October, we'll do a two-day workshop. And when we train the 200 leaders, we will go back 12 weeks later. And with them having 8 people each at their table, mm-hmm. that will turn from 200 people that are leading to 1,600. So
yeah.
This thing has explosive growth associated with it, you know.
That's awesome.
And so what we're looking to do is bring this not only internationally, but locally as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are you looking at other nations? Are you taking this to other nations besides Belize, planning on that
yes.
right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Basically, we're focused on Belize at the moment, but
right.
absolutely. This is going on in nations around the world as we speak, and the vision of EQIP is to lead 1 million people to Christ by 2020.
Yeah,
and so people that are out there, yep, people that are out there that are looking for a tool, I believe this is a great tool that we can use that will bring value to people, and it will help them in their discipleship, in their leadership, and then sharing Christ and leading people to Christ.
Amen. Now, what if somebody's not called to the nations but wanted to do something similar here in the United States? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Basically, we're training people in churches even now to become roundtable facilitators so that it helps church growth. So let's say you have a banker, you have a school principal, you have someone that owns a barbershop, you have someone that likes playing golf. These things are all homogenous. They all look different. So let's say you had 12 people inside of a church that said, I want to do salt and light. And so we would put on a workshop. In that workshop, we would train those 12 roundtable facilitators, and we would also expose them to Beyond Success. They would start, and for 12 weeks, they would teach. We would come back in 12 weeks, and we would celebrate those who have come to Christ. Each person that has come to Christ would receive a Bible, and now you reactivate your RTFs, and you do another RTF training, and it grows, and it multiplies, and it expands. So it's just a rhythm that you get into, that you begin to find churches that have this common vision, that desire to do what Jesus said in Matthew 28, and that is to go into all the world and make disciples.
Amen. Amen. How long is, during the 12-week training session, how long is each session? Is it all-day training, a one-hour training? How long does that usually last?
Now, when you originally train the roundtable facilitators, we've done it in 4 hours, but that's very fast. We just didn't have a lot of time. But yeah. Ideally, if you have like 6 hours to train your roundtable facilitators, that's ideal. Once they're trained and they go out to teach Beyond Success and they have the people sitting at the roundtable, they will meet for 1 hour. They could do it in 45 minutes. They could do it on the lunch break, you know, at work. Mm.
Okay, so the training, to train the trainer, that's basically, let's say, half a day, if not an all-day event, because you're
correct.
Actually getting them certified to go out and train, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
If once you are a round table facilitator and you go back to your church and say, okay, you know, let's start our little group here or at a business or whatever, then it might be a 45-minute meeting every Monday night type thing as
correct.
You teach salt and light.
Yes. Okay. The salt and light is for the round table facilitator. It's a blue book. Now, once that workshop is done, the salt and light, the blue book, is put away, and that's only for the round table facilitator.
Okay.
Now, what he does know, when he steps out to reach, or she steps out to reach her group or his group that they're leading, then they pull out the book called Beyond Success.
Okay. And that does
not have a lot of scriptures in it. That has more of, we're talking about attitude here. We're talking about work ethic here. We're talking about relationships here. So it's a great blend to move into. And when you get into the relationships, the last session is, let me tell you about the greatest relationship of all. And that's when you turn on a video and John Maxwell talks about receiving Christ and people have the opportunity. So this is this program is done with excellence. Brother Bob, it has done in such an excellent fashion. The materials are just top-notch. John Maxwell, certified and approved. He's written all this information. And then he has videos for each roundtable facilitator when they're going through training. There's several videos that we use. And then once that roundtable facilitator goes out and starts their roundtable and they're teaching Beyond Success, they have videos of John that come on in each one of those 12 weeks. So you feel like you've got John, right, John Maxwell right there with you, that's speaking to your group. And we just experienced this recently in one that we did. We called back to see how they were doing in their roundtables, and they said, man, when we turned on that video of John, it just really impacted all of us, and it was just a defining moment.
Amen. Now, does a person have to be a John Maxwell certified trainer to be a roundtable facilitator?
No, you don't. Actually, John has four different companies. And so one of those companies is the John Maxwell team, which Priscilla and I are certified speaker trainer coaches with the John Maxwell team. But that is how we got into Equip, which Equip is a John Maxwell company. It's a different company, and it's a faith-based system with Equip and Salt and Light. And so, you know, really more of what we're talking about today is Equip. Mm-hmm. And so basically what happens is, for someone that's interested, they could contact Priscilla and I, and we would talk to them as we're talking to you. to see you become an associate trainer, and just like what Priscilla and I do.
Well, while we're talking about that, I want to give you a chance to give your contact information, because sometimes people can't listen all the way to the end of the interview. So I want to take this opportunity. If someone wanted to get in touch with you to get more information on this, how can they get in touch with you right now?
The best way to get in touch with me is just send me an email, and my email is my first and last name, Kenton, K-E-N-T-O-N, Pate, P-A-T-E, at AOL.com. That's Kenton Pate at AOL.com, or feel free to go to our website, which is www.KentonPateMinistries.com.
Amen. And as I'll be putting links to all that in the show notes down below as well, but... Hey, everyone. Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode in the interview with Kent Pate. It's just part one of a two-part interview. Tomorrow's going to be even better because I know what we talked about. Glory to God. But I've known Kent for, over 20 years now. That is so hard to believe. But during this entire time I've known Kent, he has been going strong in the ministry. We met each other at Bible college, and our friendships continue to blossom. And Kent goes places that a lot of people do not want to go. Why? Because there's people there that need to hear about Jesus. Amen? Oh, Kent and his wife Priscilla, they are awesome, and they are somebody that you need to connect with. Now, tomorrow we're going to be continuing this discussion. We'll talk to you then. Be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.